Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 27. Mbombela and Polokwane 28.
A collision in Melrose. It's on the M1 northbound before the Kola Drive exit and it's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, the Springboks in the spotlight this morning with their women's team showing 9 changes for their match against Kenya tomorrow, and the junior box will face Australia in the Under-20 Rugby Championship later this morning.
We start in George in the Southern Cape, where the death toll has now risen to 5 after yesterday afternoon's building collapse.
We are looking for another 50 people. There were 75 on site. 20 have been extracted, of which some of them are injured and are in hospital.
George Mayor Leon van Wyk says the building that was under construction consisted of 5 stories as well as a basement. He says specialised equipment is on site along with teams from various other municipalities.
There was indication that they were hopeful to extract another 2 to 3 persons. There have been voices coming from certain parts of that site, and there are various teams working at those sites to try and penetrate through the concrete and to remove blocks and bricks and so forth. Sniffer dog were brought in already last night.
More at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. Back in Gauteng, counsellors have been deployed to the Eqinisweni Secondary School in Ivory Park after the deaths of 4 learners. The 3 girls and a boy were in grades 10, 11 and 12 and died allegedly by suicide after drinking poison. Gauteng Education Department spokesperson Sib Mabona says the first deaths were reported on 26 April, the last 2 over the past weekend.
On Friday, the 3rd of May, a grade 11 boy learner was hospitalized due to him consuming poison. Unfortunately, he was declared dead while receiving treatment. On the 5th of May, a grade 12 girl learner also consumed poison while at home and sadly was declared dead.
More on our news blog. The South African government says it's deeply disturbed about the unfolding developments in Gaza and horrified by Israel's attacks on the southern city of Rafah. The Department of International Relations says in a statement the latest developments amount to the forced displacement of Palestinians in Gaza, which Durka describes as unlawful under international law. According to officials at the Kuwaiti hospital in Rafah, 11 people died during the nighttime attack. South Africa's Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Naledi Pandor, visited Equatorial Guinea yesterday, where she said the two countries had agreed to pursue reform at the UN.
It needs to include African representation on a permanent basis. We also believe it needs to be more efficient and to respond more effectively to issues of peace and security throughout the globe.
And in Australia, a court case that's gripped the country's attention. A 49-year-old woman appeared in a Melbourne court where she's accused of killing her in-laws and a pastor's wife with a toxic mushroom-laced beef Wellington. Erin Patterson allegedly dished up the poisonous meal in July last year. Her husband now says he also became ill after eating her meals on 4 occasions in 2021 and 2022. I'm Gerda de Susan en jou hoof nies. Die dodetal styg tot 5 na gister se gebou in eenstorting in George.
Okay, just after 8 o'clock, time for your secret sound, and it's brought to you by Outsurance.
That's right, regular moms, super moms, and soon-to-be moms, this one is for you. Why only get spoiled one day a year when you could get extra cash in your pocket to spoil yourself each and every month? Complete an Outsurance quote before 5 p.m. on 8 May, and you'll also enter a lucky draw to win a Netflorest voucher to the value of 2,500 rand. SMS MOM to 30689 for a quote. That's MOM to 30689. Outsurance is a licensed insurer and FSP. T's and C's online.
The secret sound.
Can someone tell us what is that noise?
All right, Celine, Mpumalanga.